Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Biden has now sanctioned Russia over the poisoning of Alexei Navalny. Alexei Navalny, principal opposition leader to Vladimir Putin. Putin not only poisoned him, threw him in prison, one of the most vicious and worst and brutal prisons in Russia, where you have thugs in there and they make prisoners their slaves. He's doing this to Alexei Navalny. This is the same Putin who hacked into servers of some of our most secure institutions for something like 8 months. Trump didn't notice. Trump didn't notice. Trump's fellow travelers and running dogs in his administration, who are all subservient to Putin, didn't notice. I find it very hard to believe they didn't notice, to be very honest with you. Biden is starting to hit back. His first one, he is levying sanctions on seven senior Russian senior people in Putin's group, and then 14 entities, companies. These people can't draw on any resources, money, in the United States, any assets, can't come to the United States. He's put export restrictions on biological and chemical materials that they could use to poison other people. To some extent, it's a little symbolic. He didn't do it to Putin himself, just like he didn't do it to Chainsaw Charlie in Saudi Arabia. At some point, when you do it to the head guy, you escalate tensions between two countries who have to deal with each other, unfortunately. But I think this is what Biden is doing, and I think it's a good idea. We've got to bring down Putin, but he has to be brought down from within. He can't be brought down by the United States. What Alexei Navalny did was to post a picture and disclose a $1.5 billion, with a B, palace that Putin had built for himself with government money. Had gajillion rooms in it. The guy thinks he's Louis the 16th or something. Louis the 16th was beheaded. Well, in any event, people around Russia who are not doing well economically, their life expectancy has dropped. They only have one product, which is oil. People need less oil. Certainly in the United States, because of fracking, people are going to electric. They're desperate. They have an economy the size of Italy's. They do have nuclear weapons. They're universally despised. Commie Ruskies. And so they're getting angry at Putin. I think what Biden is doing, what I would do, is get him real angry at Putin. Very, very angry at Putin. Keep using the CIA and the NSA to disclose information. Reveal it. Put pressure on Putin till they take him down or drive him out. Problem is they have nuclear weapons. The problem is we're doing some things jointly with them in the space program. That's got to be ratcheted down. On the other hand, you don't want to escalate tensions to the point of warfare, which is what happened in Europe 100 years ago and could happen again. We don't want that. It's a very delicate thing. Biden's doing a very good job. Very good job. The COVID-19 relief bill passed. Major piece of legislation passed in the House, going to the Senate. And in the reconciliation with the Senate, and I don't mean budget reconciliation as a term of art, this is a different kind where if there's slight differences in the House and the Senate, they are unfortunately going to get rid of the minimum wage increase to 15 because of the ruling of the parliamentarian. Kamala Harris and Biden are not trying to overturn it because it would require the vote of Joe Manchin. He won't give it. But what they are, something else they're giving it to Manchin is this. The old bill said that $1,400 checks are going to go with anybody making $75,000 a year or less in their 2019 tax returns, or $150,000 as a couple. And that's now scaled down. That's now scaled down. And it is going to be a maximum of something like 80,000. Before it was 150 total. Now it's 80. There is a scaling down in the old bill so that at 75 and 150, you got full up to 100 to 200, and then you get zero. Now it's scaled down to 80, 160, and then you get zero. In other words, 75, you're going to get the full thing, either one. The old bill, you go up to 100 and still get some money. Now you can only go up to 80 and you get a little bit. And you're wiped out at 160. In the old, it was 200 you were wiped out at. This will save some money. I think it gives Manchin a bone in West Virginia. Gives him a bone to vote for this thing. And if he votes for it, it'll pass through budget reconciliation, which is a good thing. Very good thing. Another piece of word that just came out, Trump has told his advisors that he is likely to run in 2024. It will not be with Mike Pence, and he wants recommendations of who should run with him, and he's looking for an African-American or a woman. That's the word. Now, they're proposing Kristi Noem. Kristi Noem, governor of South Dakota. Really bad news. She's the one, apparently doesn't believe in the CDC, Fauci, science, masks, distancing, and anything. She's the one who stood by while meatpackers died on the cutting room floor. Remember, there are a lot of meatpackers in South Dakota. She doesn't care. Does not care whatsoever. When she spoke at the conference, the Conservative Political Action Conference, this last weekend, what she focused in on, I thought was nuts. Everybody else focusing on issues and they want to be suck up to Trump. She went after Fauci, Dr. Fauci. I mean, he's the gentlest guy in the world and the most expert. And she said, well, Dr. Fauci is not right all the time. Frequently he's wrong. And they went nuts. What, are they kidding? She attacks Fauci and suddenly she's in the hunt, sort of like a Sarah Palin, to be Trump's VP in 2024. The other one they're looking at is a senator from South Carolina, Scott, who is an African-American gentleman, sort of more moderate than a lot of Republicans, and he is elected in South Carolina. So Trump is trying to play, in a crude way, various identity issues, sneak his way, his venomous way, back in. But there's a poll to me was fascinating, and here's what it is. So then they poll all Republicans, not just CPAC people, not just the right wing, not just QAnon, all Republicans nationwide, said, who do you want to be the nominee 2024? And they put a whole list of the usual suspects. Trump came out first with 42%. But Pence came in second with 18%. Then they said, same list of usual suspects, but leave Trump out of it. He doesn't run again. Why? Who knows? He could be in jail. Who knows? He's not going to run again. Then what do you want? 36% Pence. Number two, Cruz at 13. If Trump doesn't win, Pence is 3-1 over the next challenger as of right now. So that business of what happened at the insurrection and hang Mike Pence and all, no one's holding that against Mike Pence, not really in the Republican Party. So I suspect that Pence is sniffing around. One reason why Pence is sucking up to Trump and saying there was fraud and Trump really won the election is to try to cool the white hot rage of Trump, who told this mob, this armed mob, Pence does the right thing. We'll save our country. Then a little while later, oh, well, Pence didn't have the courage to do the right thing. I don't know what we're going to do about it. Oh, my. Oh, are those weapons you have? And you're going up to the Capitol and I'm going to join you. Oh, my. Hang Mike Pence. And they put a gallows up afterwards. Well, that's going to dissipate because when it push comes to shove, if Trump's not on the ticket, they got to have somebody. And Cruz is too much of a half man, half lizard. I mean, they cannot possibly nominate Cruz. And then who else are they going to nominate? So Pence is the default. He doesn't do or say anything. They threaten him with hanging, and he praises the guy who ginned him up for hanging. I mean, how can you possibly look at yourself in the mirror? Guy say, hang Mike Pence. Guy goes, oh, you're armed. Yeah, Mike Pence was cowardly. And it's because of Mike Pence I'm not president. Oh, you're going up to the Capitol? Oh, okay. What do you think's going to happen? Come on, guys. Come on, Pence. Where are you? Where's your courage, for the love of Pete? Where's your self-respect? Where is your self-respect? Speaking of somebody who has very little self-respect, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan of Ohio. On the Judiciary Committee, this is a sad thing. I'll tell you something. If the Republicans take back the House in 22, he's the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, the chairman. He's now facing a Federal Election Commission investigation into about $3 million that was falsely accounted for. He just filed a dozen new, quote, corrected filings of going back several years, more than 12 of them. 10 of them were in amounts over $100,000. 3 of them were in amounts over $500,000. At issue is about $3 million. $3 million where he signed certifications about spending and receiving donations that were false. And now he's trying to save his worthless hide by filing corrected ones, because he may be, if they win, the chair of the Judiciary Committee. And now there's a sentiment to report that to the Justice Department for a criminal inquiry. You don't file false reports for 3 million bones and then say, oh, okay, I'll fess up what I did and misled voters in the last election and everything. And here's who really gave it to me, and here's what I really spent it on, and I'm okay. Well, no, you're not okay. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, he should be investigated, should be referred to a grand jury. And let's try to get him out of there. Line is still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.